Mem Fox, children's author, joins us now. Good morning to you, Mem Fox.
Good morning, Matt and Dave.
Why are you at war with the iPad?
I am not at war with the iPad. I adore the iPad. I love my iPad, and my grandson loves the iPad too. What I said in my article about, you know, anti-technology stuff was not being anti-technology. It is anti-abandoning the child to the technology. Don't abandon the technology. We can't do that. But don't abandon the child.
But haven't we been doing this for as long as we've had technology? I can remember taking a certain child of mine, placing him in front of the TV with a packet of Tim Tams one Saturday morning and going back to bed. Now, man, we've been doing this as long as we've had technology. It's just that, in fact, the iPad and these other tablets are more interactive than the TV.
They are more interactive, and that's what makes them so addictive. They are absolutely addictive, and if we don't control our children's use of them, then, you know, we will not be able to get them to do the things that will be more tender, will have a wonderful interaction with an adult and a child talking about what is good, what is bad, what is courageous, what is timid, talking about resilience, talking about putting yourself in other people's shoes. Of course we have always, I am guilty of it myself, of using technology to keep children calm. We all do that. There's no, you know, of course we all do that. But it is how often we do it, and it is the interaction that we have with our children. Whenever they're seeing something that might affect the way they're being brought up, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Now, you're making these comments on the eve of a national tour for your new book, Baby Bedtime. You spoke to Ian Henschke about that just over...
I'm in the middle of the tour.
You're in the middle of the tour.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think what you've said has, according to The Age, and they've got you spread across page one of the Sunday Age yesterday, they say it's been echoed by children's literacy and technology experts. I noticed Tammy Franks has picked up on this program saying we're going to talk to you about this, saying, why are Mem Fox's own books for sale on iBooks if she finds it so heartbreaking to see young children, and she puts that in inverted commas, to see young children using iPads?
I fought tooth and nail not to have my books made into e-books. Tooth and nail. But that is nothing to do with me. I have absolutely no control over those contractual things. Mm. And no control whatsoever.
But why wouldn't you want your book?
I'll tell you why. And by the way, just to let everybody know that when I look at my royalty statements, the e-books are not selling at all. E-books for little kids are not selling at all.
Huh.
No, they aren't. They're not moving. They're not worth doing because they're not moving. And one of the reasons why they're not moving is because in order to read to a little child in the most warm and wonderful interactive way, you need a big thing to look at. Mm. You know, you need the big thing. You need the size of the picture book to look at. And unless you have a device that's as big as a picture book, then the e-book is just silly. You know, it's just silly. And of course, you wouldn't have a device as big, you know, because we don't do that anymore. We're looking at e-books on iPhones now. But, you know, in order to have this warm interaction, to really allow the kids to see every single detail in the pictures, and of course they see what's in the pictures far more quickly than we do, we need that size of book. Mm. I just need to tell Tammy that it is very well known that the executives in Silicon Valley are buying picture books for their children in great quantities.
Tammy Franks, I suppose, can speak for herself, but she also says, actually, I once had a teacher complain to my mum that I spent too much time reading, so I must have also been left alone to do that. But I assume by then you're at school.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, we are hoping like mad that, you know, children from sort of 5 and 6 onwards will be left alone to read. But it is the very, very early years. It's about bonding, boys. It's about bonding. It's about learning who your child is and the child learning about who you are through your reactions to the various things that happen in books. I mean, anybody who reads to children knows it's hysterical. You know, what kids come up with, it's so funny, it's so delightful. I mean, why you know, in a book like Where is the Green Sheep? Children want that book 1,000 times when the first time they've read it, they know where the green sheep is. You know, why are they still quivering with excitement after 500 readings? You know, it's, kids are so funny. And you learn to love them, they learn to love you. When you are with a child and a book or an app, I'm including apps here. When you are with a child, you are showing that child that you care desperately about it. You care enough about that child to spend a warm, lovely time with that child only in that little circle of book, adult, child, love.
Mem, I wonder if there's bad reading to children. If you're just going through the motions to get, you know, okay, tick a box and then move on, is it better maybe not to have done it? Or look, you're only getting a little bang for your buck. You really do the voices. Come on, put an effort in.
I say to people, just read in a lively fashion. Don't read as if you're half dead. We don't have to do all the voices and everything, but it is good to...
You don't have to read like you're a maniac either.
No, you don't have to read like you're a maniac. Just put a bit of life into it. You know, just have fun, you know, hang loose, have fun. But going back to that question, is it better to read badly? In terms of learning to read, I suppose it is better to read well to a child than to read badly. But in terms of bonding, if you are there, it's the same with singing. It doesn't matter if you don't sing very well. If you are singing to the child and you are there and the child appreciates that fact that they are loved enough to be paid attention to in that way, then, you know, that is just gorgeous.
Yeah, actually, I took a photo on the weekend, naturally, on my smartphone.
Of course you did. So did I.
Of our son reading to our granddaughter, his niece.
Yes.
Reading a book. And the look on her face, it's just lovely. You know, she's chewing on a clear plastic salad server, as they do.
Yes.
But
the look on the face is
fantastic. But she's looking at him, you see, not at the book, but it's just all part of the magic.
It's the adoration of that adult. Mm. It's so much about love. And that's without being sentimental at all, because it's not only, you know, people like me who are saying this kind of thing. It's pediatricians, it's psychologists, speech therapists, social workers. This interaction with small children when they're very young is very important. And my anxiety is that because it's so easy to palm children off onto an iPad when they're very young, you know, we don't leave them with a book when they're 18 months old on the whole, but we will leave them with an app. Those children are alone and they are soulless on that machine.